Support for KNKX comes from the Great Washington Shakeout. What would you do if the ground shook in the grocery store aisle, at home, or at work? Join the largest statewide earthquake drill on October 18th. Sign up to drop cover and hold on. Get prepared and learn why you should be 2 weeks ready. Register at shakeout.org/Washington.
It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Well, it's official. Today is the last day of summer, on the calendar anyway. But I'm afraid we do have some rainy days and showers in the forecast. Sure feels like summer's already over. But that may be changing in the days ahead. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And Hurricane Florence is over now, too. But we're going to talk one more time about hurricanes today. Why don't we get them here? We'll get some answers in just a bit. First, more details on the forecast. Cliff?
Well, Bellamy, today's not going to be a bad day. Weather system's approaching. We'll have increasing clouds. But I think the rain's going to hold off till this evening. And that's when we're pretty much guaranteed to get some rain. The front will be moving through overnight into tomorrow. So expect the pattering outside sometime, probably after 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be a day that will have considerable cloudiness. Plenty of showers, particularly on the western slopes of the Cascades, and I expect a Puget Sound convergence zone to form in the North Sound. So somewhere between Seattle and Everett, a line of showers will develop. So cloudy, some rain, but you might be able to get out of it if you keep away from certain places. Now, Sunday is the big improvement. We'll have a few clouds in the morning, but those will burn off later on. And as we get later into Sunday, a ridge of high pressure is going to start building in. And so Sunday, expect temperatures getting up to around 70. And then next week, an absolutely extraordinary ridge develops. High pressure develops in the eastern Pacific. And I think we're going to be completely dry for the entire week. And temperatures will get up to around 70, even low 70s a few days. It's going to be the most perfect fall weather you can possibly imagine. So few showers over the weekend, but then we get into good weather.
Sounds wonderful. Something to look forward to. But no hurricanes in our forecast. Why is that? We don't get hurricanes here. We do get the occasional little twister, but no hurricanes.
That's right. You know, we can get big Pacific storms, of course. During the winter, we get great storms, but we don't get hurricanes. And, you know, hurricanes are tropical storms, and they depend on having warm water. To get a hurricane like Florence, you need to have water temperatures that are at least approximately 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, I hate to say it, but the water offshore of the western United States is not even near there. Off our shore, temperatures typically are around 50 degrees. You know, maybe it gets up to 60 by the time you get down to Los Angeles. So the water is way, way too cold to have a hurricane. And in fact, if you look at the future global warming predictions, the Pacific's going to warm up. There's no doubt about it. But it's never going to get even near the 80-degree mark that you need for the tropical storms. So we don't get hurricanes now or tropical storms, and we are not going to get it under global warming either. So that's the reason why.
Now, but you mentioned that we do get strong storms. Are any of them as strong as hurricanes?
They are. So we get some very powerful Pacific storms. Some of you may remember the big storms like the Hanukkah Eve storm, the Inauguration Day storm, these big cyclones that come off of the Pacific Ocean. Some of these have winds that are equivalent to that of a Category 1 or 2 storms. In fact, the strongest storm we've had in the last century, the Columbus Day storm in 1962, had winds that were certainly the equal of a Category 3 hurricane, maybe Category 4. And our storms are much bigger than hurricanes. Hurricanes are relatively compact. They're only a few hundred kilometers wide. Our storms could be 1,000 kilometers wide. So although we don't get hurricanes because of the water temperatures, we do get extremely powerful storms that are comparable to at least Category 1 to 3 hurricanes.
And yet we don't have that kind of a rating system. Do we need a category system for our storms?
You know, this has become a very big controversy in my field. For hurricanes, we have this Saffir-Simpson scale of 1 to 5. But that's only measuring the wind. It's only dependent upon the wind strength. We have big storms. Do we need to have a category system here? I'm not sure. In fact, I think there's a lot of people who believe that this whole category system for hurricanes is not so good. It's only expressing what's happening in the wind field, and a lot of the damage from hurricanes is from storm surge along the coast and heavy precipitation, something that's not measured by the rating system at all. So maybe we're in better shape not having a rating system and having the Weather Service warn us about the individual threats like rain or storm surge.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.